This is BOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Voters in the U.S. state of Georgia will decide the balance of power in Congress in a pair of high-stakes Senate runoff elections today. The outcome of the Senate races will help shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of President-elect Joe Biden's four-year term in the White House. Republicans unified against Biden's plans for health care, environmental health protection, and civil rights, but some fear that outgoing President Donald Trump's attempts to undermine the integrity of the nation's voting systems may discourage voters in Georgia. At a rally in Georgia last night, Trump repeatedly declared that the November elections were plagued by fraud, although Republican officials in the state say that did not occur. The official winners of Tuesday's elections, depending on how close the vote counts are, likely will not be known on election night. Washington, D.C. is mobilizing the National Guard ahead of planned protests in the city this week by President Trump's supporters as Congress votes Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. Police in the district, Washington, D.C., that is, say they arrested the leader of the right-wing nationalist group, the Proud Boys, which is expected to take part in pro-Trump protests this week. Leader Henry Enrico Tarrio was charged with destruction of property at an African-American church during an earlier protest in Washington and possession of two high-capacity firearm magazines at the time of his arrest on Monday. North Korea does not appear to be preparing a major provocation at the onset of the administration of Vice President-elect Biden, according to a top U.S. general in South Korea, amid concerns Pyongyang could soon conduct a missile or other weapons test. This is BOA News. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a new national lockdown for England until at least mid-February to fight fast spreading of the new variant of the coronavirus. The latest restrictions comes as Britain ramps up its COVID vaccination program. Beginning Tuesday, schools and colleges will be closed for face-to-face instructions. People are urged to work from home unless it's impossible to do so, and leave home only for essential trips. Zimbabwe begins a 30-day lockdown today as it tries to curb the rise in COVID cases. All public gatherings except funerals have been suspended, while an overnight curfew that previously began at 10 p.m. now comes into effect from 6 p.m. Zimbabwe's response to the COVID-19 pandemic has been hampered by shortages of ICU facility, personal protective equipment, and industrial action by doctors and nurses. Mexico's president welcomed the rejection by a British judge of the United States' request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on espionage charges and offered him political asylum and protection in Mexico. If the offer from Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador materializes, it could become a sticking point between Mexico and the United States, since the U.S. prosecutors have charged Assange with multiple counts of espionage and one count of misuse of computers. Assange, who was released on bail in 2012, took refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, which was his residence for 7 years until his expulsion and subsequent arrest. Assange has been held in a London prison since April of 2019. And Niger is observing 3 days of national mourning following the massacre of 100 civilians in two villages. The killings happened in the western region of the country where Islamist militants have carried out a series of attacks. The government said an investigation had been launched to find the perpetrators. A new study says the amount of global warming already baked into the air because of the past carbon pollution is enough to blow past internationally agreed upon climate limits. Monday's study takes a different look at what's called committed warming that comes from heat-trapping gases staying in the atmosphere for more than a century. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.